a team that's 0-7, what do you see defensively that made you think that that may be a problem or more of a challenge?
Yeah, their defense is solid. Their defense is solid. They fly around. Their front seven is actually pretty impressive. You know, you turn on the tape and you wouldn't think that's an 0-7 football team. So I think we just got to stick to what we do best, and that's just make plays and stay on the field and convert in those key situations. But, yeah, we definitely can't sleep on these guys. They're a good football team.
You've never started a game without Jason Peters as your left tackle. How's that going to affect you?
Yeah, you know, losing Peters is a tough loss. You know, a guy like that, you know, we spoke on it after the game. Love that guy. Love that guy. We've been praying for him like crazy. But, you know, we just have a mentality around here that's kind of just infectious, that it's just the next guy up. And, you know, we have a ton of confidence in Big V to step up. And everybody else will just contribute and keep getting better as well. And so, yeah, it's a tough loss, but we have a ton of confidence that he'll get the job done and we'll just keep this train rolling.
Carson, when you're having the success you've been having, especially the last three games, when you come back in the building after a game, are you focused more on your success, or are you focused on more of the plays that you didn't make? So I know you've talked a lot about that after games, that maybe there's some plays I want to have back, even though I've had that success. What do you kind of focus more on after a game?
Honestly, it's pretty quick, because you watch the film. Okay, where could we improve? What could we have done differently? And then it's on to the next. We turn the script so fast around here, especially when you play a Monday night football game. You're losing a day of preparation. So that's the beautiful part about the NFL, you know, good or bad. It's just on to the next, and we just keep rolling. So, again, you learn from it. But, again, I really hone in on where we could have improved and just learn from it and keep going.
On the touchdown to Clement, Frank Reich was saying that was a play you kind of brought with you from North Dakota State. Can you explain how that process goes, where you talk to the coaches and let them know maybe we should install a play like that?
Yeah, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you gotta call NDSU, get the old film out so I could show them what's going on, and then kind of run in practice and just kind of convince them on it. And it's cool to have that relationship, that dynamic with Coach Reich, with Coach Peterson, that they respect my opinion, and when I bring them things like that. It's definitely a great play. Obviously, it's been effective for us, but I just love that relationship that we can just bring up those ideas.
How long did it take between you telling them about this play to it actually being installed and actually working?
It wasn't long. It was probably a couple weeks of just repping in practice before we got it in the game plan.
During the season?
Or is that before the season?
It was early in the season.
Carson, how did Doug and Frank and John talk to you about taking hits, and how often do they talk to you? Is it a constant reminder? And is there part of you that says, this is who I am? I can avoid hits sometimes, but sometimes I'm just going to take them.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about it all the time. I mean, shoot, sometimes I bring it up. You know, I could have done better there. It's something that it's just always being reminded. You know, everyone knows. Sometimes it's the elephant in the room, so I'll break the ice on it or whatever. But, there's definitely – it's something that I'm continually learning, and I think I've been doing, for the most part, a pretty good job of just finding a way to – whether I'm sliding, diving, finding a way just to get out of harm's way.
Is there a philosophy with you that I have to play the game, though, the way I've played it most of my life?
Yeah, it's a fine line. It's definitely a fine line, and you got to know when to be smart with that. And, I feel like I'm learning every time out there, and – for the most part, been pretty effective with protecting myself.
That play to Clement, are there other plays from North Dakota State that you're trying to implement, or have there been others already?
There's some things here and there, little nuggets. You know, that's the beauty of a bunch of guys, even a guy like Nick bringing plays from the previous offenses he's been a part of. It's just everybody's got plays that they love, and we can just have that open dialogue, that open conversation about what we like, why we think it's effective, and sometimes they get in the game plan, sometimes they don't, but that's just the cool part of having a bunch of smart guys that know the game. When we all come together in that quarterback room, there's a lot of ideas flowing.
What's the name of that one, Carson, and what do you like about it?
Can't tell you that part. Okay. Can't tell you that part. It's been effective. I like that it's been effective, and it's just got it's got good answers kind of all over the field. So we mix it up with different things too. So it's not the same play exactly every time, but it's something that fits us well. It's been effective. That's the best part.
They showed you that you, since you've repped it, you know, all the way back from college, that you knew that Clement was going to be open.
Well, Corey was actually the last read, and I just, when I stepped up, I just peaked where I knew my number three guy would be out in the flat, and he kind of turned it up. And So no, I guess the answer is no. I just knew I had a split second to just make a quick decision, and I found
him. As a quarterback and the leader
when
of the
you threw program. That pass to Corey, you were kind of like at a weird angle, kind of like a baseball player and stuff. Do you think, like, you know, the times you played baseball kind of helped you get, you know, that throw off and everything?
I think so. I mean, I think baseball, honestly, when I was a kid, I was always had a ball in my hand. I was always driving my parents crazy, going out back, just messing around, playing baseball, football, you name it. I think just being a multi-sport athlete just really helped out my athleticism to be able to make some of those throws. And I think a lot of quarterbacks could kind of attest to that to some extent.
And being the quarterback and the leader of this offense, you have to kind of juggle a lot in terms of ball distribution. How have guys like Alshon and Torrey been when maybe their number has been called as much, you know, Torrey this past week? How they handle
it? Everyone's been great. You know, everyone's been great because, honestly, when everyone's winning, you know, it's a good feeling. That's at the end of the day, we're all here to just win ball games. And so it's been really cool seeing the support, you know, of everybody. When a guy like Max scores a touchdown, everyone's pumped. You know, everyone's thrilled. It's not a selfish locker room by any means. So that's really good kind of atmosphere that we have around here.
I know you probably try to shield yourself from outside criticism or praise, but over the last couple of weeks, having played on a national stage, is it becoming more difficult to not hear some of the praise nationally?
Not really. Just because, again, just the nature of the flow of the season and how quickly you got to turn around and go on to the next. Plus, I've always just been wired that way. Just block out as much as I can just to stay focused and can't get too high, can't get too low, and just keep on grinding.
Can you walk us through what an average week of practice looks like for you, what you're trying to hit every single day leading up to a game?
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the week, you're just going base game plan. You know, the base first and second down runs and passes and all that stuff. That's a big chunk of the installation. And then we get more specific as the week goes. We get third downs in on Thursday, third down short yardage. Then we get red zone going on Fridays, and then Saturdays are walkthrough and play Sunday generally. And so, yeah, it's just kind of really kind of that progression kind of each week. Both at practice and then for us quarterbacks watching in the film room.
A lot of you see now, of course, about left tackle versus right tackle. As a right-handed quarterback, how aware are you of your blind side, and what do you do to watch that?
Yeah, I guess it's something I've never really had to think of. Honestly, JP's been dynamite back there. But, yeah, you know, I have a ton of confidence in whoever's over there. And at the end of the day, whether it's right tackle, left tackle, it's a feel thing. When you're in the pocket, you're keeping your eyes downfield, but you're feeling pressure. You're trying to move in the pocket. So, again, whoever's out there, I think will be just fine.
Doug was talking last week about meeting with you on kind of Thursday evenings, talking some football, some other stuff. Just what's been the value for you from those meetings?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great just to, first of all, just develop our relationship. You know, like you said, we talk about football, we talk about life, we talk about hunting, we talk about all sorts of things. And it's been really cool to develop our relationship and our trust in each other, but then to also just really focus in on the game plan and different things he's seeing. Because later in the week, you know, now we've really watched a ton of film and we have a really good grasp of our opponent. So he can talk about what he's seeing. I can kind of bring up some ideas and different things that I'm seeing. And it's just a really good kind of healthy thing for us. You know, then when we're on the field, like I know what he's thinking in certain situations and vice versa. So it's been really effective for us.
With Doug and with Frank, how much does the fact that they both play quarterback in the league change the conversation?
Yeah, I think it helps just because they get it. They get it. They know what I'm going through, what I'm seeing, and they understand. As the quarterback, you're the one pulling the trigger, making the decisions. So I think it just they just have an extra respect for my opinion because of that, and I'm really appreciative of that.
What do you have out of what do you see out of Zach Ertz and the connection that you guys have? And do you hear opponents say what a problem he is?
Well, I don't know if they do say that, but I bet they do. He's tough to cover. You know, he's tough. He just does such a good job of just finding a way to create separation. He plays so fast. You know, he's like another quarterback out there. He's so smart. He recognizes defenses so well, and so we've just been on the same page. To a new level this season from last year. And, you know, a lot of that is because we're staying after practice or we're getting extra reps in practice. Maybe we're watching film and sending video clips to each other about, okay, what would you do here? Different things like that, just where we're constantly on the same page. And it's been obviously paying dividends on game days.
Where do you were last year to now playing at MVP level and getting that praise nationally? I know there's a lot of different pieces on offense, but to where you were last year to where you are now, just what do you think are the biggest differences to attribute to how you're playing on the field?
I think just the game's just been slowing down. Just honestly, to have a full season within an offense and then come back in the offseason as now the starter, the known starter, to kind of get all that extra communication, extra physical reps on the field, everything from dealing with coaches, from getting different ideas in the game plan, all those things. It's really just helped the game just continually slow down, and it's making a difference on game day.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Coach Carson.